Thank you. It is a joy and a blessing and a privilege to be with you once again. I thank the Lord always for his merciful love, his tenderness, his kindness towards me, for not giving me what I deserve, but he gave me what I needed. He understood me before I could understand myself. I knew the Word of God was real and alive. Somebody had preached to me as a young teenager, and up in my years, I'd heard the Word of God, and I rejected it. I pushed it off. But I'm thankful that God didn't push me off. I'm glad that he didn't reject me, because if he did, I'd still be lost today. I'd still be in trouble today. And I realized that if I got what I deserve, I'd go to hell. And I don't want anybody to go to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, for the wicked, you see. And I don't want you to go to hell. You don't belong there. God sent Jesus Christ into this world to die for the sins of the world so that he could keep you out of hell. He went and took your place upon that cross. We're the ones that should be crucified for our rotten sins. We're shaping in iniquity and we're born in sin. None of us are good. There's none righteous. No, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've all gone astray, and we've turned everyone to our own way. That's the way of this world today. That's the way of this nature. That's the way of our flesh. We just want to run our own way. We think we got everything figured out, but we always forget, and it's hard to be mindful that there's a God in heaven that created us, the one that gives us the breath that we breathe, the ones that gives us the words that we speak, the ones that gives us our hands, our feet, our legs, our arms, our brain, our mind, everything, our consciousness. He gives it all to us that we may use it for the glory of God. But I'll tell you, we abuse it. We don't use it. We thoroughly abuse this body. This body is supposed to be a temple of the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to take care of our bodies. But I'll tell you, I've never seen as much abuse of the bodies as I see today. And it's only going to get worse. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's only going to get worse as far as this flesh is concerned, as far as nature is concerned, as far as sin goes. It's only going to get worse. Things aren't going to get better because there's not any real preaching out there. There are a few scattered abroad. This nation and this world, there's few churches that are real. I mean, really preaching the gospel compared to the ones that aren't real, compared to the churches that don't have anything real inside of them. I'll tell you, there are very, very few real ones that are preaching the gospel. But I am thankful that there are a few. I'm glad, compared to the multitudes, there are churches that are still trying to get the Word of God out there. And that's wonderful, because that's the only way people can be saved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's not just reading the Scripture in the pulpit. I'm talking about somebody that stands for God, someone that's been called of God to preach the gospel, and he preaches the Word of God. He doesn't preach denomination. He doesn't preach different religion, different religious ceremonies. He preaches the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that paid the price for my sin and your sin. And that's what I want to preach to you today, because God said, in his word in Philippians, he said he gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I'm thankful that I can confess that he is my Lord and Savior, and it's all because of what he done. I don't deserve heaven. I can't get into heaven on my merits, on who I am, and neither can you. Nobody can make it into heaven on who you are, what you've done in this life. You see, it's not what you do. It's what he has already done on the cross of Calvary, where he paid the price for your sin and my sin. To make it into heaven, you must be perfect on the inside. Your soul must be perfected. And the only one that could offer the soul for the sins of the world is Christ Jesus himself. His soul was made an offering for sin. That's the only sacrifice that God would accept. It's not what mankind did before in the Old Testament. They brought those animals of the blood of those sacrifices, and that was to appease God's wrath, and that was something that God told them to do. You see, God's word went forth, and they obeyed God's word, and that's why they had grace. That's why they had faith in what was coming. They had faith that the Messiah was coming. But now the Messiah, the Savior, has already come, and he's paid the price for sinners. He shed his blood on the cross. He bore my sin and your sin on the body, in his body on the tree. The just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy, the righteous, for the unrighteous man like me and you. And he died for my sin and your sin. He paid the price, and now all we got to do is come to him and receive that finished work. It's not what you can do. It's not what you have done in this life. It's what have you done with that name, Jesus Christ? Have you believed on him? I mean, really believe from the heart. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice it said with the heart man believeth. It didn't say with the mind man believeth. Too many people just believe in the mind, and they've convinced themselves in their mind that they're safe, that they're saved. If they just believe that Jesus was the Son of God, then they're safe. That's not going to get you saved. I did that myself. I was around 13 years old, 14 years old when I started to really start to hear the Word of God. I knew that Jesus was real by the man of God that preached. He preached it. Not only that, he lived it. When he spoke and he talked about the Word of God and he really preached the Word of God, the Spirit of God would be upon him. I knew that there was something real and alive about Jesus Christ. I knew that he died for my sins. I heard that in Sunday school when I was in there. I would pay attention from time to time. I knew there was something real, but that didn't save me. He said, you must bring your broke heart and contrite spirit, and that's how you get saved. It's not about how much you believe in your mind. The devil don't mind you being religious. That may shock some people, but there's more religious folks in hell than there is anywhere else. I don't mean saved folks. I mean religious people that went to church and they just confessed with their tongue and they confessed with their mouth and believed in their mind, and the man of God or the person, the minister there, stood and said, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? And that person's, of course, so you're going to say yes. God gave you a conscience. God gives us all a conscience to believe on him if we want to. And if we have those thoughts within our minds to want to know God, that's within us. God puts that there. As we're born into this world, he wants you to know him as your personal Savior. And if anybody's got any type of sense and any type of understanding, when someone asks you, do you believe in God, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, most 99% of people are going to say yes, because they know that, they believe that, they've heard that somewhere, you see. But that's not going to send you into heaven. The Bible says that we must be born again, not of a corruptible seed, not of your works and my works, but an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. And how can you hear the Word of God without somebody preaching to you? That's the key. You must hear the good Word of God from somebody that's been saved and born again, somebody that's been called of God to preach. And I am what little I am only by the grace of God. But I know that he's called me to preach. He's called me for a work. And I just feel so insignificant, so short, I don't even feel worthy to preach. But I know that I have to, I must, because of the calling that's on my life. And it's a joy and a privilege to bring the Word of God to you. I don't feel worthy, I never will. But I want you to be saved. I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about this world. I see many people and they're just religious and lost. They have a mind salvation. If they're missing something in the heart, they're empty, they're void on the inside. I remember those days. I remember how I felt when I wasn't saved. And I never want to go back, and I'm thankful that I'll never go back to being unsaved. Once you get saved, you're saved eternally. The Bible says, my sheep I give unto them eternal life, and they'll never perish, and neither shall any man be able to pluck them out of my hand. That's what Jesus said, and that's wonderful, and that's good enough for me. If my Savior says that nothing can separate me from his love, nobody can pluck me out of his hand, then that's good enough for me. I don't care what anybody else says about it. I don't care what anybody else believes. I know what the Word of God says. The Bible says that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you today, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You can have eternal life today. Your soul is going to spend eternity in one of two destinations. It's either heaven or hell. There's no in between. So whatever you've heard before, whatever somebody else has told you, don't even worry about it. Don't even pay attention to it. The Word of God says that we have two destinations, either heaven or hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But if you reject God, if you reject the Son of God, the finished work, him dying on that cross for you and for me, for your sin and my sin, if you reject that long enough, you send away your day of grace, you could live 100 more years in this life, and you could never have a chance to get saved. Never repent, and you'll lift up your eyes in a literal burning hell. And that's because of an evil heart of unbelief. That's what sends people to hell, a rejection of God's word, a rejection of the Son of God that died for him. I'm glad I didn't push him off any longer. At first, I rejected the word of God. I didn't want to hear it. I wanted to live it up. I wanted to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. I wanted to live my life the way I wanted to live it. But you see, that's not the way it goes. We're just puny mankind. We always thumb our nose at God. We don't even mean to. And we reject God all the time. We just turn him aside. He's just a byword to many people. And I'm so thankful that he's merciful to us. With how mankind treats him, I'm glad God doesn't treat us the way we treat him. I'm so thankful that he's long-suffering. Not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. He wants you to repent today. He wants you to turn from your way and go his way, because his way leads to life everlasting. Jesus said himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you want to make it into heaven, if you want to spend eternity in heaven, then you need to get saved. You need to be born again. Jesus told an extremely religious man, Nicodemus, he said, "You must be born again." Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus meant. He said, "How can I be enter into my mother's womb a second time and be born again? How is that possible?" Jesus said, "Nicodemus, aren't you a master of Israel? Don't you know the law? Don't you understand what it says?" He says, "I'm not talking about a natural birth. Yes, you've been born into this world. And if you're listening to me today, you've already had the first birth." That's that water birth he was talking about. But Jesus went on to say, you need a spiritual birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. He told him, "Marvel not when I say unto you, you must be born again." You must have the spiritual birth from above, the heavenly birth. That's when the word of God gets alive in your heart. Jesus has already come down from the splendor of heaven. He's humbled himself to come down. He got into a human body like mine and yours, and he paid the price for sinners. His soul, his body was made an offering for my sin and your sin. He's already paid the price. There's nothing else you need to do but believe. That's all you have to do. Somebody may say, "Well, that just sounds too simple." Well, the Bible says that we are beguiled by the simplicity of the gospel. It is simple because Christ has already done everything. It's simple. He's already done it all. He's paid the price. He appeased God's wrath when he shed his blood on the cross. And now all you got to do is come and believe and repent of your sins. Believe with a broken heart. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of. Be sorry that you sinned after a godly sort. Be sorrowful about yourself. Understand that God sent forth Jesus to die for you. He's the one that paid the price for you. That ought to make you sorry that a Savior took your place on the cross that you could make it into heaven. That ought to make you repent right there. God doesn't just bring down his wrath upon you. That ought to make you repent. You see, God is not angry with you as a person. He's angry with sin. God hates sin. And the only way to appease God's wrath is to come to Jesus Christ, just like you are. Ask him to save you, and I know that he will. If you mean it and want it above life itself, above everything, above all your ambitions, all your ways, all your good deeds, just lay everything aside. Your church membership, your water baptism, whatever you've done in this life, I want you to really be sure that you've been born again. Come to God like you are. Ask him to save you. If you're not sure, come to him anyway and say, "Lord, I want to be sure that I'm saved. I don't want to die in sin and spend eternity in hell." Come to him like you are. I see my time is quickly gone. And our prayer in his name. Amen.